This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. I'm joined again tonight by Mick Martin. Mick's been talking with me this week about consumerism. And Mick is the lead pastor at the Upper Room Church Community in North Sydney. Mick, I wanted to read you a quote from the Jewish rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, who I think is relevant to this discussion on consumerism that we've been having this week. In the lead up to Christmas, we're thinking about what consumerism is, how it gets hold of us, sometimes the environmental effects, but also the effects on people's lives, usually in faraway countries, who might suffer because of this massive consumption that we in the West seem to be so caught up in. Yeah. Heschel says this: inner liberty depends on being exempt from domination of things as well as domination of people. There are many who have a high degree of political and social liberty, but only a few are not enslaved to things. That's a powerful quote to me.
It is, yeah.
I wonder, Mick, how do we go about resisting consumerism? Because we've talked this week about the fact that even when we're conscious of it and we try to resist it, it seems to have a hold of us. It's very hard to break free from. Do you have any thoughts on how we do that?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, isn't it, Simon, how we often think about the enslavement of people who are creating the goods for us, but not our own enslavement to those things. And I think Heschel really nails it in that quote there, the domination of things, robbing us of our inner liberty. Now, I think from a Christian perspective, I think it's about where we put our trust, and where we spoke about this a couple of nights ago, where we put our trust, where we put our hope, not to put that in material possessions, but to put it in God himself. You know, that he's our hope. He's where we should put our trust. Now, that being said, it's not wrong for us to have things. You know, it's not like we don't have a view that says the stuff of the world is evil in and of itself. It's more our relationship to that stuff that gets us into trouble. And God actually, I think, has given us everything we have to enjoy. In fact, there's a scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 6. It says, "Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment." So God has given us everything we need to be enjoyed. But when we start to put our trust in that, and when we start to build our lives on that stuff, then we get into trouble. So I think the Christian worldview with regard to all of this is, look, we live in this creation that God has given us and placed us in, and that's a good thing. You know, it's a wonderful creation, and it's there for us to be enjoyed, but not, one, not at the expense of others, and two, not at the expense of our relationship with God himself, you know, that we start to substitute the creation for the Creator. And so I think that's the Christian worldview, you know. So it's not about it's not about being really stringent and really tight and really what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, there's a tradition. The traditions various times over history, this sort of asceticism.
Where, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Where Christians have sometimes turned away from everything to do with enjoyment and some of the blessings, I guess, of life.
And I think that's just another version of being dominated by things. You know? Stop being dominated because you're afraid to have stuff.
Just you're not having any fun while that's happening.
Exactly, yeah. And in a sense, that's a slap in the face for God, if you like, you know, because we're not enjoying the things that he's given us. So it's finding that, I don't know if the word is balance, but it's just finding that place where we're not dominated by things, where, as Paul says in another scripture, he says, "I've learned to be content with a lot and with a little." You know, so that whether we have a lot or whether we have a little doesn't affect our inner liberty, as Heschel puts it.
Right, you know? Ultimate trust.
Exactly.
Getting a sense of that. Yeah. And when you talk to people about how we go about this practically together to resist this sense, this thing within that's within us and all around us, what do you say?
Well, I think it's one of those things that you've got to work at. It's not just a matter of, I think, as we said a little while back, of just understanding the issues and therefore that'll change your behavior. There's a really nice idea in a book I read a while ago that instead of trying to think our way to a new way of acting, we need to act our way to a new way of thinking. So I think by making the decision and the commitment and the intention to change behaviors in relation to what we spend and how much we spend and what we spend it on, and maybe trying to take in this bigger worldview that sees consumerism for what it is, and then making adjustments bit by bit so that we start to think differently and start to find that inner liberty that can be robbed, we can be robbed of through excessive consumerism.
And would you agree that we need each other, we just need community to do that?
Yeah.
One of the good places to do that is within community, where, you know, I can encourage you,
yeah,
to think differently. You can encourage me to resist some of these powerful forces.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in the idea that the best of what it means to be human happens in the context of community. The worst of humanity also can happen in that context, and we see community can be a positive or a negative thing. But I think when community is governed by values like love and respect and sacrifice and generosity, you know, if you can build a culture like that in a community, then that's the best context for us to experience the kind of transformation that we're talking about here.
Yeah, and a powerful antidote to the powerful, insidious consumerism that grips a lot of us.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, some big challenges there, Mick, in the lead up to Christmas. A good perspective on stuff and on consumerism. But great to get your thoughts on all of that. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks, Simon. It's been great.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.